Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1680 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Pay Allen whatever he thinks he wants, or whatever Mr. O'Neill has promised him, and let him go on home, or wherever he wants to go, because he won't tell the truth now how. He knows something that would do us some good, but he is scared to tell it. Then I left his office with Mr. Bell, and he took me to the depot, and he told me on the way that he thought I was the wisest colored man he ever saw or met, in not telling no lies. He told me in the presence of Mr. Burns that if he was me, he wouldn't tell no lies. Well, he buys me a ticket from Chicago to Indianapolis, IND, and told me he wished I would get well and do well, and to always stick and tell the truth, that it would always be better for a colored man in the long run. He said he certainly was afraid that Mr. Liam and Mr. Jacobs was going to make me tell the wrong tale, and he said he was certainly glad that I didn't do it, and believed I had done my part, and I shook hands with him and told him goodbye and got on the train, and I haven't heard any more from him. I remained in Indianapolis 2 weeks or more, then I went to Cincinnati, and from Cincinnati I went back to Indianapolis, and then I come from Indianapolis to Atlanta. After I got to Atlanta, Georgia, the first man I saw who asked me anything about this case was Mr. Jacobs, before I reached home. He told me to come in, that he wanted to see me. He asked me if I wanted to stay here, or go where my brother was, or go where my mother was, and didn't I think it was too low for me to stay at my wife's house in my condition, and that I had better go somewhere to a higher climate, and I told him I didn't know, and he said, "Well, you do for you to stay down there, it is too low," and he said, "Wait just a minute," and he called somebody over the phone. "My house is within a block of the station house. Mr. Jacobs knew where my wife lives, and he knew where I was going when I done this talking. I told Mr. Jacobs that I thought I would stay here until I got better, or maybe always, that I just went off for experience, and now I felt like I had seen his..."